Bring in the prisoner. Our kingdoms have been locked in their constant warfare for generations. As the current ruler of your kingdom, you stand guilty of crimes against my people. There are many in my court who call for your execution as a show of force against those who would do us harm. Others feel such violence would only result in retaliation from your people. They would simply have you ransomed back to your people as a show of good faith, as well as our superiority. Ultimately, as queen of this land, it is my duty, and my duty alone, to pass judgment upon you. However, before I pass my judgment, I wish one final chance to speak with you, ruler to ruler. We will discuss the possibility of peace between our two nations. For that, I ask that my court, my guards, and all in attendance kindly vacate the room, that we may talk in private. That is an order. Vacate the chamber immediately, and under no circumstances should anyone enter unless called for. I cannot believe they paraded you in front of court like this. Honestly, you are a king. Do they have to turn everything into political theatre? Well, now that's done, the two of us finally have a chance to catch up. How long has it been? 10 years? 15? How long since our fathers dragged us to these boring peace negotiations, all of which end up going nowhere? The only interesting part of that entire journey was meeting you, the ruggedly handsome heir to the enemy kingdom. You know, my father ordered me to stay as far away from you as possible. No, when did I ever listen to him? Do you remember how we would run off together when nobody was looking, sneak into some unused chamber and just lose ourselves in a haze of lust and passion? And now, look at us. Leaders of opposing kingdoms. Mortal enemies locked together in never-ending war. All the while other nations sit back, waiting until we too are too tired and weak to defend ourselves, that they may swoop in and wipe us both off the map. Wouldn't it be lovely if we could end this cycle of violence? What if I told you it could all be over by tomorrow? Impossible. Well, never say never. After all, I had never thought that my men would ever manage to capture you, and yet, here you are. Honestly, I still cannot believe they caught you. When my generals told me the news, they made it sound as though they had defeated you in some glorious battle, but I have since learned the truth. It seems you were lured into a trap by one of the neighbouring lords after he learned of certain indiscretions you committed with his wife and his sister and his daughter and his mother. Oh, don't try to deny it. Apparently, one of the side effects of becoming your nation's ally is the countless number of thoroughly satisfied noblewomen lying in your wake. Sweaty. Exhausted. It seems you are quite famous, or rather infamous, among the female rulers of several kingdoms, as well as the wives and female family members of several kings. All for your insatiable hunger for the fairer sex, as well as your unrelenting stamina and, if I may speak plainly, your fucking huge cock. It's actually that rumor I am most interested in right now. I have heard several descriptions of your manhood from many of the neighboring noblewomen, and, quite frankly, it's unbelievable. The way these women describe it, it seems you are boasting some foot-long cock between your legs. Now, I know back when we were young, we never had the chance to fully indulge our vices, but if you truly had a cock as big as they describe, I'm sure I would have known, and... How? How does any man have a cock this big? I remember your father talking of how your bloodline was endowed by God, but I didn't think he meant like this. No wonder so many of our female allies defected to your side. One look at this thing and I too would have been on my knees ready to serve you. Speaking of which... Now, it is a very good thing you are my prisoner now, or else this would be absolutely disgraceful behavior for a queen such as myself. You see, I am not actually sucking your cock like some common whore. No. This is simply part of our negotiation process. No, I am pumping you for information. I wish for you to spill your secrets. Getting you primed and ready for more aggressive forms of persuasion. And it looks to me as if you are ready. Why don't we continue our negotiations in my royal bedchamber? I'll lead the way. Yes, I am pulling you by your cock. How well should I drag my prisoner? Come along. Here we are. The Queen's royal bedchamber. Why don't you lay down and relax? Perfect. I have you right where I want you. Now then. What do you think? It has been a long time since you've seen me naked. Am I still as beautiful as you said I was all those years ago? Oh, more so, you charmer. You know, you are a very lucky man. There are men in my court who would kill just for a glimpse of what you see unfettered. What do you like most about my body? Do you enjoy my big, soft breasts or my curvy hips? What about my round, sexy behind? What? Has my beauty rendered you speechless? Very well. I know another way you may show your gratitude. After all, I used my mouth to pleasure you. It is only fair that you return the favour. Go on, put that tongue of yours to good use. Lick my royal cunt. Absolutely incredible. I need something to hold on to. I need something. One moment. I think you have a fine, big, thick handle for me to grab onto. Right here. Wait. No, that's it. No more waiting. I need this beast of a cock inside me. I just need it. I need you to fuck me. It's true. My first, and if I am wholly honest, My only love. Oh. I love you. From the first moment I laid eyes on you, I knew you were the only man for me. If only our ancestors didn't start this foolish war. Heard dozens of stories from other women boasting of your sexual prowess. Oh, while lying awake at night wishing I could be the one. I could be the one getting. Still so hard. Are you going to come soon? You know, there was one other thing those women said I thought quite interesting. I heard that no matter how much they wanted it, no matter how strongly they begged, you refused to spill your seed inside them. And whenever they asked why, he would give them the same response. I heard that you would tell them, I am waiting for the love of my life, the one that got away. I had always wondered. I hoped that by chance, that woman you spoke of, this love of your life, is it me? You mean it? You mean I am the love of your life? In truth? The best lover you've ever had. Oh. I prayed that it would be true. I prayed that it would be me. What? You are ready to come? Yes. Yes, of course. Perfect, please. Yes, please. Oh, yes. Thrust up into me. Thrust your hips into me. Fill me while I finally share my plan for peace. I want our two countries to merge and be as one. Think of it. Together, our combined forces would face down any threat from neighbouring kingdoms. Of course, we must keep the court happy, so on paper, I would remain queen, and you would serve as my consort. But the reality, we would be co-rulers, and together, the child born of our union would be ruler of both kingdoms and unify our lands. That's right. Yes, yes. I want you to come inside me. Yes, yes. I am at my most fertile now. I am sure to conceive. Now is the time. I want us to be together. I want us to be together. I want us to be as one. Marry me. Impregnate me. I want to bear your children. Yes, the two of us together. Our kingdoms joined as one. Our bodies joined as one. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, I can feel you. Oh, yes. Oh, my love. You did it. We did it. It cannot be that you didn't just impregnate me. So powerful and strong. It must be so. I am so happy. Not that I was ever worried. Of course, deep down, I knew there was no way you would ever resist me. The two of us, we are now one, just as our kingdoms will be soon. In the morning, we shall be married. We shall be married, and finally, finally, there will be peace in the land. I love you too. I love you. My husband.